From Hollywood, the Screen Directors Playhouse. Screen Directors Playhouse, star Jimmy Stewart, production call Northside 777, director Henry Hathaway. The Hollywood Screen Directors present The Document on Murder, the motion picture drama called Northside 777, starring Jimmy Stewart in his original role of McNeil. This is a true story. Its first chapter was written in blood in the turbulent Chicago of 1932. December 9th, on South Ashland Avenue, in a place operated by a woman named Wanda Skutnik. The sign in front of her place said groceries and delicatessen, but that was just the front for a speakeasy.
Wanda, you're looking at a cop with a cold coming on.
Come in the back room, Bundy. I'll fix you up with a drink.
That wind out there cuts like a knife.
Yeah.
I can pour my own if you got something to do, Wanda. You got customers. Hey, two men.
Yeah. They got their faces covered.
It's a stick-up. Wanda, Wanda.
Officer Bundy lay dead, the eighth policeman killed that year. Several days later, the police received a tip that pointed suspicion toward a man named Tomek Zaleska. It was discovered that Zaleska had spent the night of the murder with a friend, Frank Wiecek. Both suspects, Wiecek and Zaleska, were swiftly brought to trial.
Mrs. Skutnik, you have already identified Tomek Zaleska as one of the men who murdered policeman John Bundy. Do you see in this courtroom the other man who took part in the shooting?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Over there, him.
No!
Frank Wiecek.
No, that's not true!
Had you ever seen Wiecek prior to the shooting?
No.
Then the first time you saw him was at the time of the murder?
Yeah.
That's all. Your Honor, the people rest.
Frank Wiecek and Tomek Zaleska were sentenced to 99 years in Stateville Penitentiary. Our story now concerns only Frank Wiecek. His case was forgotten for 11 years, forgotten until October 10, 1944, when a small advertisement appeared in the Chicago Times and found its way to the desk of Brian Kelly, the city editor.
Read this ad, McNeil. It appeared in our morning edition.
$5,000 reward for the killers of Officer Bundy on December 9th, 1932. Call Northside 777. What do you make of it?
I just want to know why it's worth $5,000 to somebody to find out who killed a cop 11 years ago.
Well, 1932 was open season on cops, Kelly. On the north side, they were shooting them in pairs like a brace of ducks.
Well, it won't hurt to check it. Might even get your name in the papers.
Oh, well, this is sucker bait, this ad. Every grifter in town will be out after that $5,000. Frame their brothers to get it. Now, what? Wait a minute, no. Well, maybe this ad is a frame. Hey, there's a lot of angles to it.
See what I mean? Just takes you longer to catch on. Follow it up.
I'm looking for Tilly Wiecek.
What's your one?
Well, I called Northside 777. They said I'd find her around the building somewhere.
I'm Tilly. I scrub here nights.
Oh, I see. Did you run this ad?
Yeah. That's from me. You know something?
No, I'm a reporter from the Chicago Times.
Oh.
We'd, We'd like to know why you're so anxious to find the killers of this cop.
Frank Wycheck is my son. I, his mother. He's in prison for killing policemen. He didn't do it. My friends tell me if I offer big money, maybe somebody will tell who really killed policemen.
Where'd you get the $5,000?
For 11 years, I scrub floors. I never miss day's work. I earn it every penny.
11 years? Oh, that's a long time.
You just say it. My boy, he lived it.
You're just going to be wasting your money.
No, not me. I get Frank out someday, somehow. First, I try $3,000. Nothing. Now I try $5,000.
Well, suppose nothing happens.
Then I work 11 more years. I get $10,000. But my boy, Frank, someday he get out.
All right, goodbye, Miss Wycheck.
That yarn you wrote on the scrub woman's a good one, Mac. It's got size. Elderly scrub woman slaves to clear son of 11-year-old murder charge.
I remember the story, Kelly. You don't have to read it to me.
It's too good for a one-day story. Why don't you go up to Stateville and interview her son?
Now, wait a minute. I didn't play up that angle just to glorify a cop killer.
You got proof he is a cop killer?
Well, they didn't send him to the penitentiary for 99 years for playing hooky. Look, I read the file on this case, Kelly. Now, the kid killed a cop and he got what was coming to him.
Mac, look, let's put it this way. I'm interested for personal reasons. My mother did the same thing. Scrubbed floors on hands and knees for more than 11 years to send me through school.
Okay. I'll go up to the pen in the morning, Sam.
Good boy.
Kelly.
What?
I happen to know that your mother had a small annuity. She never scrubbed a floor in her life, and you never got past the fifth grade.
Well,
But I figured if you pull such a corny gag, you must want me to go up there pretty bad, so I'm going. I just don't want you to think you got away with anything. We check. The Times is taking an interest in your case. Now, I'd like more of your side of things. I need an angle to hit the public with. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, about the ad your mother ran in the papers. Now, did you know she was scrubbing floors to get the money?
Yes, sir, I did. All she lives for is to get me out. I guess that's all I've got to live for, too.
Well, that's a great angle. We'll play that up. Your faith in each other, you know. You know, if you're guilty, you're letting her slave away her life for nothing.
She knows I'm not guilty.
Uh-huh. I read the transcript of the trial, you know.
Yes, but you only read what convicted me. All the true facts didn't come out. Even Judge Moulton said I wasn't guilty.
What, the judge gave you 99 years?
That's right. In his chambers after the trial. He said to me...
After the trial. Well, we better duck that angle. What else?
Well... My lawyer was a drunk. He didn't even let me on the stand because he was afraid I'd get the chair.
Go on.
Well, when they question you hour after hour, you're bound to get mixed up on little things the way I did, but they wouldn't listen to me.
That's not a good angle. Railroaded.
Well, they took me from one police station to another every few hours. Taking you around the horn, they call it, so my lawyer couldn't get me out. Then this Wanda Skutnik. The first two times she saw me, she said I wasn't the guy. Then all of a sudden she said I was. Why?
Finger woman. Ah, well, play that up, too. Speaking of women, how about your wife? She visits you regularly?
My wife? Yes. Yes, but we're divorced.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe we better duck that angle, too.
You duck so many things. You don't believe me, do you?
And now, here's what we'll do. We'll play up the mother angle and this finger woman, maybe throw in some police and political corruption.
I didn't say that.
Well, what difference does it make? Make a good story. And it could be true, you know. We've got to have soft mass appeal, get public sympathy, public support. You leave it to me.
I see. Well, thank you, Mr. McNeil. Thank you for coming to see me.
It's a great story, Mac, but what are you going to use for a follow-up?
Now, look, Kelly, I did what you told me. I interviewed Wechek, I wrote it up. Now, let it drop.
It's snowballing, Mac. They want more of it.
You know, who does? The circulation department? We're selling lots of papers. Yeah, we might also be selling that dead cop short. Maybe he had a mother who scrubbed floors, too.
Look, Mac, I...
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. That judge Wechek said promised him a new trial. Yeah, well, he died 3 weeks before the case, after the case was closed. Pretty smart of that Wechek to give me a lead he knew I could never check.
Okay, Mac, okay. If you're so sure the guy's guilty, there's nothing more to the story than end it. Write a finished piece and kill it.
I'll take that deal. I'll interview his wife. She believed in him so much she got a divorce. Yeah, I'll interview her. I'll write a story and that'll kill it for keeps, Mr. Kelly. You got any idea why Wechek wanted to see me again, Warden?
I think I'd better let him tell you that.
Oh, Wechek, what's on your mind?
Mr. McNeil, you've been to see my wife and boy, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want you to write any more about me or my family.
Well, you want help, don't you?
I made my wife divorce me and marry again so my boy could have a new name. Now, you've gone and printed his picture. You've spoiled everything for him. Now everyone knows his father's a convict.
I don't know. I thought I was doing a good job.
No, this is writing without heart and without truth. Mr. McNeil, I'll stay here 1,000 years, but you leave alone my mother and my wife and my boy.
Well, how about that?
I've read all you've written, and I think you pit some pretty low curves.
Oh, I wrote it the way I saw it. What's the matter? Everybody goes soft on this thing.
McNeil, up here every man claims to be innocent, but the prisoners are the harshest judges of themselves, and they believe we have only one man who doesn't belong here. Frank Wechek.
Okay, Warden. Oh, Wechek. Would you come back here a minute?
What do you want?
Look, Frank, I've decided to go on with your case, and I'll slant the story your way.
And what?
I still don't think you're innocent, but... from here on out, I'm willing to dig, get the facts.
You're really on the level this time?
Yeah. But that cuts both ways, so get this. If I ever catch you lying to me, I'll blast you so hard you won't even get your parole when your 35 years are up. Now, don't ever forget that.
You are listening to the Screen Directors Playhouse production of Call Northside 777, starring Jimmy Stewart.